There's one you don't see up here. Let me just tell you, he's done more for my campaign than anybody. And that's Almighty God.
Amen. The Takeaway, I'm Todd Zwillick, and that is former state Supreme Court Judge Roy Moore of Alabama on stage before supporters last night. Republican primary voters went to the polls yesterday, and by the end of it, Roy Moore had won his party's nomination to be the next Republican senator from Alabama. The race between Moore and incumbent GOP Senator Luther Strange, it divided the Republican Party. So President Trump endorsed Luther Strange. By the way, he doesn't want you to know that. The president deleted at least three tweets supporting Luther Strange after Strange lost last night. Meanwhile, Steve Bannon made his first appearance since leaving the White House to endorse his confrontational opponent. That's Justice Roy Moore. This race is not over. There's a general election in December, but Senate Republican leaders did not want Roy Moore in their ranks. Now they might be stuck with him. Pat Duggins is news director for Alabama Public Radio. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for being here. Pat, a surprise here that Roy Moore won?
Not if you ask the Republicans and his base, okay? There's an ancient Chinese curse, may we live in interesting times. Roll down the windows, kids, because we're here. No surprise to Roy Moore and his supporters, but now the race turns to Roy Moore versus Democrat Doug Jones, and that's where things get really interesting.
And before we get there, remind us of Roy Moore's record and why he's so controversial. He was a Supreme Court judge in Alabama. He's been removed from office twice.
That's right. Back in 2003, he took a 2.5-ton granite Ten Commandments monument and put it in the middle of the judicial building. Federal courts had taken it out. He didn't. He was booted out. But then with the very next election, he was put back into office. Then last year, after the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage was legal, he told the probate judges who run things on the county level here in Alabama, well, you really don't necessarily have to follow that. And he got suspended again. So after both of those indiscretions, you have a case of, you know, perception versus reality in politics. He's either a political martyr or he's a Southern caricature. And now it just depends which group shows up to vote.
And clearly, these actions, the two removals from office that you're talking about, at least among conservative Republicans in Alabama, it seems to play pretty well.
Oh, it made him a religious martyr. It just played right into it. And I think everybody has seen the video of him with his cowboy hat and his little gun. And I mean, either there are people who are just lapping it up like cream out of a saucer, or you have, you know, other Alabamians who over the years have told me that, you know, they're just bone tired of being on the wrong side of history. And December is going to be when the general election is going to be. There's a lot of holiday shopping going on at that point. It just depends who's going to show up and cast ballots, and it could either be Mr. Moore or Doug Jones.
Yeah, well, let's talk about December. I mean, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, Pat Duggins, and the super PACs affiliated with him tried really, really hard to keep Moore out. They failed. He's in the general election in December against Doug Jones. It's hard to imagine a Democrat winning in Alabama at all, but you say this is not necessarily a shoo-in.
There are Republicans who are already saying this is going to be uncomfortably close, because you've got either Roy Moore or Luther Strange. Both were, again, however you perceive it, politically damaged. On the other side, you've got Doug Jones, who back in 2001, 2002, convicted not one, but two members of the Ku Klux Klan who were connected to the 1963 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham. Pivotal moment during the civil rights fight here in Alabama. So for the Democrats, Doug Jones is just, like, you know, I've used the phrase before, walks on water, and it really sticks. I mean, John Lewis is campaigning for him. Joe Biden is going to come to Alabama and stump for him. So it just depends on whether or not there's enough people out there who don't like Roy Moore who are going to show up and perhaps support Doug Jones.
It is hard to imagine a world where Democrats think they have a shot at the Senate in Alabama, but this political world got weird a long time ago. Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.